turunduse täht.
On a personal level, sort of very small level, I'm buying sort of shirts from a company in Sweden that they manufacture them in Sri Lanka, and they, I like it because you take your measurements and then they do it on order them, and then you make them, and they, you know that they are being paid well. It's not, well, considering the market there, and so it's CSR and everything is right. But they also send you pictures. It's called Tailor Store. I don't know if it's found also outside Sweden, but they send pictures on when they're creating your shirt, and I say, okay, that's why do I need to know this? Is it necessary for me to see them when they do it? But in the end, it's very, you being part of the process, you see the people doing it, and then they come. It feels more personal, and that's
wow.
That's a small thing, but I see what I want to know, and I'm very inspired by how companies treat their clients and customers, because I want, when you transfer this to employer branding, we have to educate everyone to see potential candidates as customers. But if you even can't treat your customers good, how should you treat your employees good? But this company is they're treating their employees not only in Sweden but also in the third world, not the third world, maybe Sri Lanka could be, but it in a faraway country that works in a factory there, and normally all the people making all our clothes, they are very invisible because you don't see them. You just buy clothes, yeah. And you don't know who made them and why and what happened on the way from, and how what they sort of got paid.
Then I have two candidates that were provided for my team, and
yes.
They told that for this week they just picked the international one, that we would have kind of a wider perspective. And there are two
yes.
things I would like to bring up. One, probably I think that it has been in the Sweden in news as well, about Amazon opening the future store without no cashiers, no registers, and no cash.
Yes.
So this was one of the things that has been rather interesting. And of course, this question is that how much will it disrupt the industry, and how well could they expand? And the other news that I also like very much is a news comes from Nissan, the car brand. The headline of the story is that Nissan hired surprising instructors to support Saudi Arabia's first wave of female drivers. As we know that from the beginning, I think it was from the beginning of this year or a bit earlier, when for the first women in Saudi Arabia got rights to drive car before this wasn't allowed and only men could drive a car. And of course, they are the case is that they are afraid to go to the school because there they have to sit probably with a foreign man in the same car who is going to instruct them how to drive a car. And then Nissan was building a complete campaign on that about I think it was a campaign only. Maybe they have some other actions as well. And then they told that, okay, we have the surprising instructors to support the female. Can you guess, or have you seen the campaign, or can you guess who the surprising instructors could be?
No, well, I haven't seen the campaign. So I heard, I saw about it, but it's not only Nissan. I think that other car companies also have been sort of doing things targeting the Saudi women.
Yeah, I think that everyone sees that the market is exploding now, so they have to be
yes.
there.
Yes.
Nissan hired their own family members. So it could have been father or brother or someone from the close family who was the instructor to take the tension down and to really focus on the driving. So I think it was a lovely story.
Yeah, and I hope yes. Unfortunately, sort of the background to it is really strange that women aren't allowed to drive and Saudi.
And now so, we see the campaign and everyone is happy that now the millions of women can.
Yes, finally they can. But we have lots of sort of trade. Sweden has lots of trade with Saudi Arabia, and nobody's talking about the small issues there regarding it. But as a campaign, it's a good thing to drive. I haven't seen it, and I hope it's not. You can do that kind of campaigns in two ways. Either it's really, it feels authentic and real. The other is that you're just riding on a wave that you didn't create and you didn't support. What did they do before? Did Nissan say to Saudi 5 years ago, no, we don't want to sell any cars to you because you don't allow women to drive them? Or no, probably not. So that's the sort of, is it a thing that just now the time has come, or have they done anything like a Patagonia, everyone takes that as an example. They're really working for the climate and the sort of recycling, and they have a passion for it in their brand. It's not greenwashing. So that's one question. If you look into it, where was the support before this happened? Did they do anything, or did they just sell the cars and was happy about that?
Probably you're hitting the right thing. In the story, no one is actually telling that they had done something before. They just kind of tried to go with a wave, and they have sold it in a lovely way. But yeah, there is no comment about that they have tried to do something against the previous rules or some fighting or something else. They are just kind of doing to get the female market, let's be honest.
It's like the big Swedish company selling things to Saudi. If they suddenly sort of, it's not, everyone's happy about trade, and also probably Nissan and other companies, and they don't want to interfere with politics and doing less. So that's one way to look at it. But on the other hand, it could be a good campaign all the same, and it can be fun, because if they do it in a fun way, and it's like Toyota. They had problems with the ISIS or IS driving the Toyota white cabs, the sort of trucks, small trucks. Have you seen that?
No.
Toyota, they have the image problem, but IS always driving
white.
New.
Okay.
They have a caravan of white new. Where are those trucks coming from? How do they get the? Like in other countries, in Somalia, they have old trucks. In the Middle East, they have these brand new Toyota trucks. Where are they coming from? They are coming from somewhere, and it's not good for their brand.
That's true. Okay. But now you know already that we have come to the discussions, but now you know, as you have been our guest before, that we have to choose among the candidates just one today. Whom would you prefer?
Well, I think the first one, Amazon, is sort of, that's also the future. We have shops. When I go and shop here, I'm paying with the machine, sort of just scan my own things. They have taken it one step further. You just, if I understood it right, you just go out, because everyone's like coded in somewhere. You don't even have to scan it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's more, I don't know if it's, this is not 1 week's initiative, sort of. So that's disqualified for that, I think, because it's not that just, it's more of a new thing. If they do it in a good way, because what I like with the shops doing that in Sweden, sort of self-scan, is that the cashier, they can do what they're supposed to do. They can help you, they can put the products up, and they can be more attentive to other stuff. The Nissan campaign I really liked. If it's for the good, best, if it's, and it would be even better if they actually supported the cause of women drivers before this happened, then it would be a winner. But that, on the other hand, the third one is my own suggestion, or?
Yeah.
And I think they're more genuine. They're actually doing, they're not producing things in Sri Lanka just to sort of have low wages. They have, of course, lower wages than if we produce it in Sweden, but they're doing it in a good way. And they're also making it more sort of transparent between me as a customer and the people creating the clothes that you buy. So that's, I'm more secure about that. So I don't know if I really can be, it's...
Yeah, you can, you know.
it looks bad if you choose your own, because I,
no,
I
it
feel
doesn't.
Confident. I feel
no.
confident with that. And again, the Nissan one, if I'm... I'm not really sure that I think they're taking a sort of cheap trick there and just trying to ride on a wave that they didn't create by themselves,
yeah,
even if
true.
It's a good campaign. So I'd say I go for Taylor Store.
Very good.
Really.
I'm very happy for that, because I think that it very clearly shows the authenticity. That is something we look at the brands, and even if they are small, I think it's important. And on the other side, I think that it's it might be a good and encouraging case also for Estonian producers, because of course we are not the Sri Lanka, but we are still for some countries known as rather low cost producers, and I think that our companies are sometimes afraid of showing where does the product come from, and the discussion is that should we tell that our product comes from Estonia, or should we just put the sign from EU there. So there is a confusion, and I think that the case study with the shirts you brought out will probably encourage them to tell and to show what you do, and really to be proud of what you do and how to do, and understand that the customers might value it, not only your cheap price.
Yeah, and that you also, because if this service would have been exactly the same sort of, then I wouldn't have liked it in the same way, because now you feel more confident that they actually. And that's a big discussion about everything, sort of, when it comes to clothes.
So, we have a winner, and thank you a lot. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time, when we are back with the new guests and new ideas.